It is a sad thing when religion and the rules that religion brings and the traditions that are developed by an institution stand in the way of the healing hand of God. Sadly, it happens, and we must not let that happen to us. Listen to what happened one time when Jesus came into Bethsaida, and he entered into the house of Simon Peter. It was on the Sabbath day. It's found in Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 14th verse. And when Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying down and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. And when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. You see the one phrase there that strikes me, it says when evening came. Do you know why that was? Why didn't people come to him during the day? Why did they have to wait till evening to come? Because it was against the law to heal on the Sabbath. And so the tradition that says no one can heal or do that kind of good on the Sabbath day, that was work, that stood between people and being healed. The Lord was very upset by these kind of attitudes, and he deliberately healed people on the Sabbath day at times in order to bring this terrible practice to an end. But do you see what happens? Sometimes the traditions of religion, the way we do things, the way we worship, the things we go through, actually block our way of having a real, vital, spiritual relationship with God. Instead, we have a religion that is obedient to tradition and to rules and to different things, and we miss out with that relationship with the living God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have healed me. Father, I pray that you would help me see through the traditions that people have built that are not in your word, that are not from you, and that I may worship you in spirit and truth and always be close to you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.